Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Second down, Robinson up the middle. Touchdown, Washington, and they're in front.
Daniels, quick throw, far side, get it out there to McLaurin.
Breaks through, Terry McLaurin, foot race, McLaurin, it's gonna win! Touchdown, Washington!
Four-man rush, it's Goff, throwing over the middle, and it's picked off, Jeremy Chinn!
And Washington will be going to the NFC Championship for the first time in 33 years.
That was a glorious night, January 19 of last winter, 45-31, your final from Detroit Motor City. And this on Sunday was supposed to be the revenge game for the Lions against the Commanders. No Jaden Daniels, no Scary Terry, no chance. It's the NFL. There's always a chance. Lions minus 8.5 on Sunday afternoon at Northwest Stadium. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Sports Saturday Midday. I am Steve Zabin. That's right. That guy you remember from back in the day. It's good to be back on the air here in D.C. I've not been on the air since 2022. Actually was on this segment 2 weekends ago, and I'll be popping in, filling in from time to time. I'm going to be your Frank Reich here on the station for the time being. Going to fill in with JP on Tuesday, so I'll be riding shotgun, throwing beer cans out the window with the midday show on Tuesday, but thankful to be on the air here. I had been doing a show. I never left, by the way. I just was doing a show remotely for a station in Wisconsin. It was going great for about 6 years. And then it ended suddenly, which is the business we have chosen. But here we go. It's Sports Saturday. It's College Football Week 11. You had the Hoyas with a huge win for the program and Ed Cooley last night against Maryland. We're going to talk to Chris Nocke, the longtime voice of the Terrapins, color analyst, I should say, not the voice. Johnny Holiday, your voice of the Terps, in his, I believe, 47th year, while Rich Schwatkin, the Cagers of Georgetown, take on Maryland. I love Rich. Rich has been doing it for, I think, 52 years. They had a split screen last night of the two men, the two icons, and how long they had been at it. And I was like, damn, that's some good stuff right there. The uniforms were great. I love Maryland's all yellows. Georgetown with a traditional looking kit. But it didn't feel as big as maybe we would have hoped it would be. But that's probably a factor of, well, the current NIL age we are living in. All right, we talk to Naki next hour about that. We got John Keim coming up here in about 15 minutes to talk Commanders-Lions on Sunday and just how Dan Quinn and the boys can fashion a way to try to get a win here and keep the season alive. Keep the season alive. I don't want to say save the season. I would just say keep it alive. Keep it alive to hopefully get Daniels back at some point, because that's the other biggest news of the week. And it was good news that Jaden Daniels will not require surgery on that oh-so-ugly injury to his non-throwing elbow. And the question will now become the how and the when and the why of whether he should play again. And I have conveniently put a poll up on X. You can follow me at Zabe Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. And the question is very simple. When and should Jaden Daniels play again for the Commanders? A, soon as he's cleared. B, only if not eliminated. Or C, next season. Very early out of the gates, just about 100 votes in so far. I'll keep an eye on this throughout the show. Guess what's leading? By a decent margin. Next season. I get the instinct, and I understand being that he's the most important person on the team. He is the most exciting player we've had here since you-know-who, RG3. Hold that thought, because I've got an article from back in the day, 2013, that I went and reread, and I was like, oh, right. See, there was a lot of the RG3 benching so he could be ready for the off-season program. Can you hear my heavy air quotes on this? Because that's what Shanahan claimed was the reason. But there was more to it than that. There's a lot from that whole episode that I had forgotten. And so I'm going to go through the article here in a second. But the good news is Daniels will not need surgery. It is, I think, quite likely, given the length of season that's still left, that he should be available at some point and cleared by the doctors at some point. Then the question is, should he play? And if so, why? Obviously, if there's still a statistical chance or a spreadsheet hope in hell that they could make the playoffs, then yes, you would want to play him. But it's also tough for a competitor and an athlete and a guy who's played football his whole life, if his elbow feels like fine after 5-6 weeks, let's say, and it's his non-throwing elbow, and every season is precious in the NFL, and you want the reps, and you want the progressions, and you want the experience, it would feel kind of dumb just to sit there with everything feeling fine on your body and not play because the team is eliminated. This is partly why he was in the game, probably, no, certainly too late in that blowout loss to the Seahawks when he got injured. There's this weird dance in the NFL between fatalism and pragmatism. Because the fatalism of injuries in the NFL is that, well, they could happen any time. And so because of that, you can't then try to mitigate against it. However, the pragmatism in the NFL comes from the fact that now nobody plays in the preseason. Why? Because they feel like, okay, it's not worth it. You're playing against second stringers, third stringers, partial teams, fractions of teams. You're not game planning, you're not scheming, you're not doing anything like you would in the regular season. Hell, you're playing against some future FedEx truck drivers. No offense to the work that is done. Shout out to all my delivery guys right now listening. But that's the pragmatic approach. Very few of the key players in the NFL anymore play in August. Why get them hurt? Why expose them to live fire? I'm all about it. I think it's fine. I do not buy into, you know, Daniels should have played more in August. I don't buy into that. Keep him healthy whenever possible. The tough thing is when a game is clearly won or clearly lost. How long do you keep your starting quarterback in there? Now, you look around league-wide, coaches are still stuck on this Neanderthal thinking of, well, I got to keep our starters in, you know. This is football. I mean, if I take out my starting quarterback just because we're up 21 points in the fourth quarter, what's that message say to the rest of the team? Is that telling them that their health and safety is not important? And I always found that funny because I would say, well, coach, if you need a script to tell your players, I can write that for you right now. In fact, ChatGPT can whip that out in literally 3 seconds. Yes, no, you're not as important. Our quarterback is. Whether it's Jaden Daniels or Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, the best players, the most important guys, should absolutely in the NFL be load managed. Because one little hit of a thumb on a helmet, one little misstep on a field that's not quite right, one seemingly innocent tackle where a lineman lands on your ankle, all of a sudden, oh man, now we've got a lingering injury we've got to add to our MVP quarterback for the next 4 or 5 weeks. Why do it? But yet you see, and I see, and we all see sitting on the couch, we see star quarterbacks in games when the game is clearly out of reach. And especially on the winning side, it should be easier for coaches to pull their starting quarterback when a team is winning. Two reasons. One, it doesn't send a signal of giving up. It doesn't raise a white flag of, oh, you don't think you can win, huh? That's cowardly. That's not teaching your team toughness, is it? So if you're winning, it should be easier to pull them. It should also be easier if you're winning to pull them because this is not baseball. If you pull your starter or starters, you can put them back in if it gets close. Now, that has happened in a few rare occasions. I've recalled some games in which that happened. It's like, oh, crap, you got to get them back in there. And the coach then has to answer a bunch of questions afterwards, and you know, he kind of looks stupid, and these coaches hate when reporters have anything on them to basically say, coach, you're an idiot. So they tend not to do that, but it's the smartest thing possible. Every little bump, every little bruise, every possible shaving down of exposure for your best players, your most important guys, is absolutely the right strategy. This is a long season, 17 games, about to get longer once the NFL has their way. You know they're going to 18 in the next couple of years. You know we're going to stretch the taffy all the way to President's Day weekend and the Super Bowl so we can have off Monday after that big game. But load management should absolutely be a thing. The NFL or the NBA has embraced it. The NFL is still struggling with it. I won't relitigate Dan Quinn's decision to leave him in. Obviously, his answers on Sunday night were not as apologetic or not as mea culpa-ish as they were on Monday. He clearly backtracked. I thought that was the right thing to do. I've seen more egregious leaving in of players than this. But yeah, it was pretty bad. Of course, if it were me, I would have pulled him at 28-0. Because at that point, the game was lost. The game was lost not just by the score. The game was lost because the defense was an absolute train wreck. And we hope they can stitch something together on Sunday so they're not as embarrassed. But that's what I would have done. I would have said, well, the game was lost. And if reporters after the game was like, why did you pull them at halftime? Did you not think you could come back? I'd say, odds are no. Statistical odds, you can run the numbers. The answer is no. The game was lost. When a game is lost, you should treat it as lost and keep her moving. But the NFL has a different ethos about it, different mentality. So going back to 2013, this is the story I found. This is by Ryan Wilson on CBSSports.com. Headline, Mike Shanahan, Robert Griffin will be inactive the rest of the season. He writes, perhaps it's fitting that the Skins' three-ring circus ended Wednesday with the ringmaster, Mike Shanahan, following Kirk Cousins and Robert Griffin III to the podium. Griffin, the team's 2012 first-round pick and franchise QB, has officially been benched for Cousins. Not only that, but Shanahan said that Griffin will be inactive for the final three games and that Rex Grossman will serve as Cousins' backup. Griffin, meanwhile, appears to be caught in the middle of a power struggle between Shanahan and owner Dan Snyder. While the coach has stated publicly that he has RG3's health in mind, the speculation is that Shanahan wants out of Washington, and this is how he's decided to go about it. Yes, I forgot about that. The leaks from inside Redskin Park back in the day, straight to the national reporters in the NFL, the Jay Glazers of the world, the Adam Schefters of the world, were coming right from Shanahan. The calls are coming from inside the house. And of course Snyder wanted RG3 to play, and of course RG3 wanted to play. But Shanahan knew that not only was maybe RG3 not fully healthy, the bigger part was the league had caught up to him following the 2012 season, and that he couldn't adjust, and that Cousins was, in fact, better. It was kind of like the soft benching that's happened to Kyler Murray this week. It is not unlike the soft benching probably that happened to J.J. McCarthy on his ankle injury. But the whole thing was just crazy back in 2023. And that was the beginning of the end for RG3. Of course, RG3 nowadays on Twitter likes to paint a much different picture about how things went down and absolves himself of all blame of how that was handled, because that's the way RG3 rolls now. Self-accountability? No thanks. But I was there. I remember it. Andy Pollin and I, every day, we're going through this going, can you believe this? And of course, it starts with an owner who is way too involved in too many things he should have had no part of. Thankfully, the Commanders are not there right now. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, John Keim will join us, ESPN's Commanders beat reporter. He's been on the beat for a long time. I don't want to say forever because it makes him feel old, but this guy has an incredible wealth of knowledge, and I'm sure remembers some of the nuances from that awkward situation 13 years ago. It's not where we're at now, but we do have a question. If Daniels is healthy at some point the rest of the year, should he play or not? You can vote on my poll question on Twitter at Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. We'll talk to Mr. Keim next. You're listening to Sports Saturday on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Saturday here on The Fan. Zabe here, We got John Keim on hold here in just a second. I'm going to try to keep an eye on all the college football scores. There's a couple big games early on in this noon window. As once again, the ESPN and YouTube TV stalemate continues. I'm a YouTube TV subscriber and a big fan. It's a great service. I still can get ESPN via my DirecTV subscription, which I still have in the house. And you're probably saying, what are you, crazy? Why do you have both? And the answer is, well, for situations like this, number one. But secondly, it's because my wife likes just the basic DirecTV. I'm shocked it's gone this long. But I've got more thoughts on that coming up in just a second. John Keim joins us now, longtime beat reporter for the Commanders and formerly the Redskins, ESPN. Johnny, it is great to talk to you again. It's been a long time. How are you?
It's great to hear your voice, Dave. I'm doing well.
Thank you. How many years now for you covering the beat?
31 in dog years. It's what, about 200-some years?
31. I love it.
Sometimes that's what it feels like.
When I was getting my arms around, okay, what's the decision process going to be on Daniels? I had to go back to the RG3 benching so he could be ready for the off-season program, and I had forgotten a bunch of details from that, and I found a story from 2013, and I'd forgotten what a bleep show it was with the leaks from Shanahan and everything else. We're not going to have this time around.
No.
We're not going to have that this time around.
This is dramatically different, and it starts like that season. And it's funny because I was talking about it, because, like, you know, you start to look at what have been some of the most disappointing seasons, and that was clearly one of them. But at the end, like, the difference is at the end of this year versus the end of that year, it was, you know, the Sunday shows were always going to bring up something new that you had to cover, and in a very negative way, and with Robert and the Shanahans. And there's also, I've talked about this before, even with the first knee injury that Daniel suffered, that the trust between Daniels and the coaching staff is 100 times better than it was between Robert and that coaching staff. And, like, a lot of it starts there. And, you know, I don't think they don't have the games being played that they have to worry about. Like, well, if we make this move, how does it affect our relationship with this player? Like, that doesn't exist. So, yeah, it's far, far different.
Thank God for that. Also, it's great news, he's not going to require surgery. Has there been anyone willing to put a week number on this injury?
No, and I think it's, and Quinn said this yesterday, like, reevaluate after the bye. And this is a guess. Like, listen, if they're out of it, there's no point in bringing him back. You know, and I know, like, he would want to come back. I know how he is and how he's wired, but if you're the organization, what's the gain in that? And especially, like, if guys keep getting hurt on offense, and what are you doing? You know, now the question, Zabe, is if they pull off some upset and then beat Miami, which, you know, I guess is conceivable, right? Then you're looking at, like, okay, you're still in the playoff race. Then it's like, okay, maybe there's a shot for that, but I think they're going to be very, very careful with this one, especially because of what, you know, the other night where obviously a lot of people felt like he shouldn't have been in there and at that point in the game. So I think they're going to make extra sure that, one, he's healthy, but two, that there's a situation worth bringing him back to.
Yeah, looking at the schedule, I would say that a stunner Sunday and then a win in Spain is a prerequisite for any probability of him coming back, because then you got the bye, then you're home against Denver, then the division gets nasty down the stretch. Like, do you really want to play Jaden Daniels at New York on the league's most notorious field when the season is completely in the tank, and then against Philadelphia twice in the final three games?
Right.
No thanks.
Right. Yeah, and I think, you know, the other thing with the Giants, more than the turf, it's their pass rush is really good. So, like, that's the one thing they do well is that. And then with the Eagles, like, that last game may not matter for them, so who knows what that looks like for them. But still, like, you want to, like I said, I think you have to make sure that there's something to play for. And nobody there has directly told me that, but, you know, that would be my feeling, my sense is that's what it would take. Because otherwise, again, you know, especially, like, here's the other thing, Dave. Like, what if he comes back and McLaurin comes back and Noah Brown comes back and then McLaurin gets hurt again? then, you know, and Noah Brown has always injury issues, whatever. So, like, what if those guys aren't even there? Then what are you doing? You're not even playing with you're not giving him a chance to, and one of the ways you can help reduce the scrambling is by having receivers that he trusts and get open and can do something with the ball after they get it. So, like, you know what I mean? So that mitigates some of the issues. But without all that, and you, when he feels like it has to be all on his back, then you're asking for trouble.
Yeah. And then on top of that is the defense. The Commanders have been outscored 135 to 67 in the last four games. Yeah. I mean, we're talking, it's now in the tourniquet range of you have to tourniquet that leg to keep him from bleeding out. Is there a way, do you think, to tighten up the defense so they're not that bad? Because Seattle was just unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. But, you know, the funny thing is, like, two of the last 2 weeks, Dan Quinn has been, like, really, you know, a couple weeks ago, where were we in Dallas? How upset he looked after that game in the post-game presser. After Seattle, he was furious. So two of the last 2 weeks, we've gotten that, and nothing has changed with their performance. Now, against Kansas City for the first half, they were better because they turned it over, you know, but they still, like, they're not a defense that's just going to start the game with a three and out, get the ball back for the offense, give them a chance to take a lead. That's just not them. You know, if I were going against this team, I would take the ball first every single time because you're going to get a lead. Chances are. And so what's the hope there is that can you tighten up? Can you make some plays that change the game a little bit? But the problem I have, Zabe, is that when you watch them, there are sometimes communication issues with the coverage or confusion about which coverage you're in, or the run fits to defend the run are sloppy and undisciplined. Like, you see two-in-one gap, nobody over here, and it leads to big holes and big gains and sustained drives. So, like, that to me is a, like, will that change? It hasn't. We haven't seen that. So, you know.
Yeah, it's been one of those years. I look at the big picture, and it's hard to accept this, that a decent plan, a good, smart plan to build on last year, which was a surprise year, just ran into problems every step of the way.
Right.
Starting with the McLaurin holdout, then you lose both your defensive ends, then you lose, you know, Eckler. I mean, one thing after another, and sort of goodish ideas, like one more year of Zach Ertz was a goodish idea. Does Debo still have dynamic playmaking in him? That was a goodish idea. And nothing's working out right now.
No, exactly. And obviously the injuries are a huge, huge part of that. But you're right, like with Ertz, part of the problem is they need Ben Sinnott to develop into more of a pass catching threat, right? So that way he can offset maybe what some of what he's unable to do at this stage. Debo needs the guys on the outside so he can open up what he does best underneath. Well, he doesn't have that right now. And so, like, there's that trickle down effect of some failed moves or injuries or whatever. And then, you know, here's the problem. You mentioned the defensive ends, like Dietrich Wise was, like, they were big on getting a strong edge setter, and that's him. And then Dorrance Armstrong playing really well. And now you're facing a team in Detroit that has a dangerous running back in Gibbs, whose best thing he does is attack the edges. And so, like, they are weak in areas that teams can really take advantage of. And as I think it was Quinn was saying, that it's not only the number of injuries, it's the positions that it hit really hard. You know what I mean? And so, like, they look at, can they muster a legitimate passing attack right now?
Yeah, as if that wasn't enough. Yeah, as if that wasn't enough thrown onto the pile this week was the Kurt Warner 42-minute video on Jaden Daniels and how he's playing this year. And while I get it from a nerdy standpoint of, okay, what is he not doing this year that he did last year, my first gut feeling was, you know what, fellas, I'm not doing this now. Because what are you proposing? Like, he's a really good player. We're happy to have him. Like, yeah, I'm sure he's aware of some things he's not doing. You actually had thoughts on that because you went through the whole thing. Yeah. What was your net of the Warner video this week?
So, first of all, you start with the premise that Kurt Warner knows more. I could live till I'm 300 years old and not know as much about quarterback play as he does. So that, I always start with that premise because I don't want to sit here and say Kurt Warner is wrong. I don't know. You know, I think what I would say is context matters. So, like, for example, Zabe, like I went through a couple games at the end of last year, see, okay, what did it look like then? Well, you saw some of the same stuff. It's just that there were other big plays made that kind of obscured some of that. And I don't think it was always a problem, but there were sometimes where I was like, okay, he's not comfortable with this throw. And I even put, like, in my podcast, I put a little screenshot of a play against the Falcons at overtime near the goal line where Chris Rodriguez is open underneath for, like, would have been at least 6 yards, possibly a touchdown to win the game. Well, he doesn't throw it. And why? But then he runs and he gets 6 yards, they win the game. So it doesn't become a focal point. You know what I'm saying? So I think, like, there is some of that is that, like, did we, now, is it, was it more pronounced in that game? Maybe. But then as others told me, like, the guy, he missed 3 games in a 6-week span.
Yeah.
The game is very fast. So, you know, are you, is it sometimes going a little bit faster than what you're ready for at that point, right? Like, maybe it takes a couple weeks to get back. Then you have receivers that aren't who you're used to working with and aren't, you know, really threatening a defense. So, you know, there's some of that as well. And then there are a couple times, the only thing that I really, the other part too is someone else, first of all, I don't think this organization put much stock into it. I don't think they paid much attention to it, nor should they. Like, they know what they're asking him to do. And that was the other thing someone else said. Like, you don't always know as a quarterback, and he, Warner even alluded to this a little bit, that I don't know what they're coaching him on this look or this coaching point, right? Because he brought up a couple of things like, I would have done this. But Warner was a master in the pocket, right? That's who he was. He didn't have the ability to avoid the rush like Jaden does or some like a Josh Allen does, right? So, you know, that's part of it too. But I would, you know, I think there's definitely things that you, that when him moving, Jaden moving forward, that you have to get better at. And one of them is there are times where like, hey, you could have thrown this and not have to scramble and put in maybe make yourself a little bit more susceptible to some of these injuries, right? So like that's going to be, that will be a focal point for him and the team moving forward. And the last thing, Zabe, too, like there was, like there was even one time on there where he's talking about a throw that he's like, you got to make this throw here. And it was a 5-yard pass to Ertz. Problem was it's 3rd and 15. And he would have been tackled for 7 yards. So, you know what I'm saying? Like that was the one where I'm like, I was surprised that he included that as an example, because like it's 3rd and 15. You're not throwing that ball. I don't care who you are. But, you know, I respect Kurt Warner. Like, I'm not sitting here trying to defend Daniels. And it's like, he doesn't need me to do that. But I do think that sometimes, like, I think you want to contextualize the situation as well. And the other point, too, that I made on the podcast, like, he did did a lot of this to Drake May a couple weeks ago. And both May and Daniels are more athletic as quarterbacks than Warner was. So sometimes, like, it's just a different style. And again, he's gonna have to get better at that, because I know they feel like that, and I'm sure that he's gonna see that too. So, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't put my stock in it, but I know that they're not really sitting there wondering about that.
Yeah, it was interesting, but it was something that I'm at the end of the day. I'm like, so what are you saying? Get rid of him? Like, come on.
Right. I mean,
he's going to have to play better if he's not seeing some things, but there are a million factors that could be going into it. So I don't know where we're going with this.
Right. And I would say that's the other thing. He's a really good quarterback, and the fans here should feel really good about him moving forward. And the only question then becomes, like any quarterback is, you know, Joe Burrow, questions about his durability in Cincinnati. You don't want to get in a situation like that. And was this, you know, just one bad year for injuries, bad luck, or what? And so I think, and it's impossible to answer that until we move forward. But I think as a quarterback, you know, like when I talk to people around the league, and haven't done that this week, but they really, really like him. So it's not like people think like, oh, he's been exposed or anything like that. And the other part is too, some of the stuff that they did last year, they're not able to do as much this year because teams are playing more single high because they're not as afraid of the outside receivers. And they've almost faced as much single high shell coverages as they did all of last year. It's like really close.
Yeah.
And they've run the ball almost, I think it's almost like 2.5 times more against single high looks than they did all of last year. So that takes away some of what they did well in the pass game last year too. And so I think like there's a combination of factors that go into this.
If John Keim were an Aussie Shepherd, smart, relentless dog, he would have been covering the Commanders Redskins for 217 years now, just so you know that. And he does a podcast as well, the John Keim Report, wherever you get your podcasts. It's always great to talk to you, my friend, and we will check in down the road.
Anytime, Zabe. Thanks. Good to hear you again.
There you go. John Keim, ESPN.com. Lions are 8.5-point favorites against the Commanders. Total is 48 and a hook. And it'll be the non-national window game. They moved it off of that. It was supposed to be because of the revenge angle of this one. You'll get Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma, and Megan Olivi on the call on Fox. All right, coming up, let's take some calls on this. 800-636-1067. Should he play? And is it okay to say, well, the season's kind of cooked? Or do you want to fight to the very end as a fan? And are you at all, in any way, concerned about the long-term future of number 5? You're listening to The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I didn't bring this up with Keim, but I'm going to throw it out there. This is absolutely red meat into a cage full of lions. So President Trump will be at the game tomorrow at Northwest Stadium. He'll be sitting in Josh Harris's box. Okay, that's fine. There's this report, though, that is out there that, according to sources, this is an Adam Schefter report. According to sources, President Trump is going to strongly push to have the Commanders' new stadium be named after him. And I'm just going to throw that piece of red meat, oh boy, into the cage, and I'm going to back away from that one. I will let you guys out there discuss that on your own. on your own social media platforms or with your friends and or friends and enemies or frenemies, if you will. I just want the stadium to be nice. That's all. I want it to be nice. I want it to be built on time. I want it to be good. That's all. What is it named? You know it's going to get some corporate name anyway. I think we could do better than Northwest. No offense. I mean, I want a major nationally known corporate sponsor if we have to have one on the stadium, which we will. But final plans and final details on that still to be determined. 800-636-1067 is the number here on Sports Saturday. Steve Zabin with you. You can find me on Twitter at X or on Twitter or X at Zabe, Charlie Zulu, Alpha Bravo Echo. Let's see here. Jim in Mechanicsburg. Great hearing you again, Zabe, on the air. One percenters rejoice. Sports Saturday. It's a great ride today. Thank you very much for that. This one from QJ on my poll question of should he play Daniels once he's healthy? He's still a young developing player. He needs to play. Oh, does he need to play? Harvey Birdman, if it's football, if he dies, he dies. Yeah, that's a line from one of the Rocky movies, Dolph Lundgren. If he dies, he dies. Rocky IV. There's another case of what are you doing playing him that happened at FedEx Field in 2011. And by the way, the body count on FedEx Field keeps on rising in terms of bad injuries. People are starting to put these maps out saying, here's where Alex Smith's leg almost, you know, disintegrated. Here's Theismann. Here's RG3. And they've got like a map with the exact spot on the field. I think you could do that with a lot of stadiums, but maybe that's just me. There seems to be a excess of bad luck at that stadium, but let me take you back to 2011. The Minnesota Vikings, under the first year of head coach Leslie Frazier, with the absolutely transcendent, someday to become Washington Redskin, Adrian Peterson, nearly at age 40. In his age 26 season, Adrian Peterson, en route to like a 3-13 finish for the Vikings, was playing in that December game at FedEx Field when his knee crumpled and he blew out his ACL and his MCL. And it was like, oh my God, what a terrible blow. He's going to be out for all of next year probably because it was a late season injury, knowing how bad ACLs are themselves plus an MCL on top of it. Well, Adrian Peterson, being the freak that he is, not only didn't miss the following season, he had his best year ever. In 2012, he ran for 2,000 yards. But he's the exception. How much longer could his career have been if they just said, look, there's three games left in the year, we completely suck, you're not going to play? Of course, he played till, well, I said almost age 40. Played till he was 36. Now, 36 for a running back is pretty amazing. And his career is sick. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Albert, listening online in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Good morning, Albert. How are you?
Good afternoon, my friend.
Hello. Afternoon, thank
long
you.
Long time. Yeah, long time season ticket holder living in Fort Lauderdale. Anyways, I just thought I'd chime in on this report that came out this morning regarding. I'm going to nibble on the raw meat
that this one is. Okay,
I'm
going to
nibble on the raw meat that you tossed to the arena. Listen, as far as I know, it's not uncommon to name a stadium after an historic president who has passed. Say RFK, or he wasn't a president, but he, something of that nature. That I get. I don't think that a stadium exists or has ever been named after a current or living president. So I'm not really sure how that, And again, it's a report out there. It doesn't really shock me, but I think I'd probably rather see. At this point, he's still alive, obviously, and well. I know he has some health problems, but maybe naming getting someone like Joe Gibbs or someone like that involved in the stadium name in some fashion.
I would prefer to not name anything after politicians of any party.
I would rather
just steer clear of that entirely, because there's far more worthy candidates. But the whole thing about statues, Albert, I used to go at it with Andy about who deserves a statue or not, who's statue worthy, and should you get a statue while you're still alive. I'm a firm believer in sports that you better be dead to get a statue. And they gave Robert a statue at Baylor, like, 3 years after he was out of college. I'm like, slow your roll, people.
Yeah, well, there's an Elway statue, I believe. There's a Marino statue, I believe, and down here in Miami. There's certainly statues of living players.
I know there are. My personal feeling is to, you know, you keep that out of it. Also, in the Ring of Honor at FedEx Field, they had the guy who was the county executive in PG County that helped grease the skids to get the stadium built. Do you know that?
Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's in the Ring of Honor. So if you go there and look at all the other greats, Gibbs and Monk and Daryl Green, there was, I forget the guy's name, but and I was like, what is he doing up there? Well, he helped get the funding to get the thing built. And I'm like, that's the Ring of Honor for the team. Get him out of there. Also, Phil Hochberg, who is the longtime PA address guy at the stadium, was in the Ring of Honor. And that, too, I had a problem with. I'm like, it's not that he didn't do a good job. It's just that, you know, keep the Ring of Honor a high-level honorific. Don't include politicians.
Players and coaches. I get it. And
Thanks for the call, Albert. I got to take a break here. Appreciate it. 800-636-1067. We got Naki coming up next hour. We'll talk about Georgetown's big win over Maryland. You are listening to Sports Saturday on The Fan. College football this year has been interesting. You got some of the blue blood still up there. Ohio State, your number one team in the country. Indiana, though, is making a case that maybe we should be number one. Indiana off to a bit of a slow start right now up at Happy Valley. Let me get my score page up here. Hold on just a second. They might have scored since I said that. Yeah, nope, they have scored. 7-0 Indiana at Happy Valley. This was going to be an absolute massive game before the Penn State season collapsed in double overtime against Oregon. Oregon will be at Iowa today. Interesting matchup. That's a 3:30 game. It's on CBS, so if you're a YouTube TV person like me, that will not affect you. You also have, right now, Texas Tech out front against BYU at home, 10-0. That game is currently early in the second quarter. College Game Day was at Texas Tech today, so that was a rare visit to a school that, you know, Texas Tech is in the top 10. So you got, you know, as I look at the top 12 right now, at least in the college football playoff rankings, the first rankings of the year. Ohio State at 1, Alabama at 4, Georgia at 5 are some of your known entities. It's Indiana at 2, Texas A&M at 3, Ole Miss at 6, BYU and Texas Tech at 7 and 8 that are sort of the wild cards that have made this season kind of spicy, kind of interesting. And who would have thought Texas, back from the dead early in the year, would be 11th right now in the college football playoff rankings? Playoffs? Don't talk to me about playoffs. It's early. This was the first edition of it. But there's going to be a lot of shaking out to be done before it's all said and done. Georgia, by the way, leading Mississippi State right now, 10-7, that game early in the second. Ohio State is at Purdue. That'll start in just 5 minutes, 1 o'clock start, East Coast time, on the Big Ten Network. And then Texas A&M Missouri is the big one on ABC at 3:30 that you're going to want to make sure to have a backup plan if you don't have ESPN, because that's going to be good. Number 3, Texas A&M at number 22, Missouri. Texas A&M a 6.5-point favorite. It'll be opposite Oregon, Iowa. And then the night game, that'll also be an ESPN or ABC affair, is LSU at Alabama. And so you'll have to figure that one out. That's a 7:30 game. And Navy looks to give Notre Dame some fits, even though they're 27.5-point dogs tonight on Peacock. Quick break. Hour two coming up. It's the big game between Georgetown and Maryland, the first of three more to come. We'll talk to Chris Nockey, Maryland basketball analyst, about how it was to restart this one-time rivalry. You're listening to The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.